is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interests in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, I have a very special guest who happens to be running a great event on April 30th at the Hyde Park, New York, at the UFC gym in Long Island. It's going to be Grappling for Autism, and it's from 9 a.m. in the morning, and it's at 2020 Jericho Turnpike in Hyde Park, New York. I have a very special guest. He's a very good friend of ours, and he's putting on this tremendous event for Autism Radio. I'd like to welcome to the program Brandon Adames.
Thank you very much, Paul. I'm very pleased to be part of the show.
No, it's great to have you on, and you know, we really appreciate your support for the autism community. This is our second annual Grappling for Autism event, so last year was a great success, and I'm sure this year is going to be even bigger and better. I know you've been doing a lot of work on it, a lot of PR, and you know, got a lot of people want to get involved with this event. And on that note, you know, I wanted to ask you, Brandon, is what is your, you know, direct connection with autism yourself?
Okay, so my personal experience with autism comes from my younger brother Gabe, who is on the spectrum. My parents, you know, brought him through testing early on, and were made aware of that. And, you know, early on in his schooling, got him services, the appropriate services. And now Gabe is in college, about to graduate with an associate's degree in art, and he's doing very well for himself. So I think it's important that we bring awareness to the community, to the world, about what autism is, so we can help those on the spectrum really thrive and progress in their life, as they are very smart, talented individuals still, and they deserve a chance to really shine and show off their talents. So my brother Gabe is an example. We also have a number of families here. A couple of my students have children on the spectrum. So we're doing this event also to honor them and their families, and just bring light in general to our community here. You know, the best way I knew how to do that was to get my students to compete for a good cause and join up forces with you to help raise funds for Autism Radio.
No, I mean, it's tremendous. And, you know, I mean, you're helping so many families and, you know, so many people are being helped by your event. I mean, last year we helped a dozen families just, you know, with that event alone, you know, be able to give back to the community. You know, like so many individuals with autism have so many abilities that, you know, we're able to tap into those abilities and give them an opportunity to try different, you know, therapies or different things that they may not normally have access to. And that's what kind of what we do here at Autism Radio is be able to have the opportunity for a child to try horseback riding or try an art class or a music therapy or something that they don't get in their normal, you know, educational, you know, daily lives. Is the extra things. And sometimes those are the things that can put together the connection that can really, you know, leapfrog them in their education and their lives.
Absolutely, Paul. Absolutely. And I just want to congratulate you and all of your success with Autism Radio and the Hope Saves the Day podcast. I think you're doing a great job. And keep up the good work, man.
Well, thank you. You know, I really appreciate Brandon. And, you know, I know you many years now and, you know, you're such a humble, you know, tremendous martial artist and just a great person who really owns the true meaning of martial arts, I think. And that, you know, definitely shines through in everything you do for sure. You know, I want to talk a little bit about this event and, you know, tell our audience what's going on and, you know, what they can expect and, you know, a little bit about it.
Okay, so Grappling for Autism takes place in UFC Gym Long Island in New Hyde Park, New York, this Saturday, April 30th, as you mentioned already. The event kicks off at 9 a.m. It's going to be a spectacular day with all walks of life coming into the gym to be part of it. We'll start off with a youth belt promotion. I thought that would be special to do. And then shortly thereafter, we'll have our grand opening ceremony to start the tournament. We'll have competitors competing in a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament style competition. Some divisions will be gi, some divisions will be no gi. You'll see youth competitors, female competitors, and male competitors of all ages and skill level compete. It's going to be a tremendous day. We also have a special performance set up. We'll have vendors, we'll have a DJ, music, food, stuff for the kids going on. It's just going to be a fun, amazing community event here in New Hyde Park, Long Island, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous, and like I said, for anybody that was there last year, definitely don't want to miss it this year. It's a great event to go to. You know, you get to see some phenomenal grappling matches and just, you know, there's so many different things going on. I mean, and I know this year, you know, you got even a lot more going on. I see, you know, like I said, I don't know if you go on social media, you can see all the stuff that you guys got going on. It's just tremendous. And, you know, tell our audience a little bit about some of the programs that you offer too. Is, you know, a little bit about your gym and, you know, and for anybody maybe interested in the area in martial arts and how they can, you know, maybe join a class or kind of get involved too.
Sure, absolutely. So UFC Gym is, our motto here is train different. And that kind of ties along into the event we're about to put on Saturday. We take a newer, more modern approach to fitness and martial arts. We've kind of merged the two aspects together. So when you come to UFC Gym, you walk into an amazing gym with a lot of resources to learn and get educated with fitness and achieve your fitness goals, as well as learn a cool martial art discipline. We offer boxing, Muay Thai, wrestling, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, and MMA classes here. We have a number of fitness classes available as well. and all walks of life come through this door each and every day. It's a 24-hour facility. We have a whole slew of talented coaches, from fitness coaches to MMA and martial arts coaches. My team of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu coaches includes myself, Coach Todd Muckenheim, who's the other black belt here, Coach Mike Marr, who's a youth MMA manager and a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and Tyrone Garcia, who's also a purple belt and helps with our youth and adult programs here. So we got a great team. UFC Gym Long Island in particular is known in the community for being that kind of family environment. We have whole families doing jiu-jitsu here and working out and living a healthy lifestyle. People feel welcomed here, even though, you know, UFC kind of has the whole connection with MMA. It's not a place that anybody should feel like unwelcome. You know, it's quite the opposite. People feel very welcome. And the way we promote UFC Gym is that it's a gym for everybody, for the everyday person. It's not a fight gym. Anybody can be part of it and get a really great experience here. And that will shine through during the event on Saturday. We'll have a number of coaches' demos along with the tournament going on, so people can get a thorough understanding of what goes on here on a daily basis.
No, that's great. I mean, definitely looking forward to it. It's like I said, last year was a tremendous event, and I'm sure this year is going to be it's bigger and better. And, you know, you have a tremendous lineup of, you know, individuals who are competing for the Grappling for Autism. You know, just we can't thank them enough, obviously, for participating in this, you know, great event, for fundraising and also shining a spotlight as, you know, we're closing out Autism Awareness Month. You know, this is the last day of April. So it's a great way to kind of kick off the end of the month where we, you know, kind of celebrate. We want to get acceptance and also awareness out to the community about autism. You know, and the other question is that do you have any students right now with autism or on the spectrum in your programs?
Yes, I do. My students, Rudy and Valerie Alce, are a husband and wife couple who have three daughters, two of whom are in our youth program, and their oldest daughter, Jasmine, is on the spectrum. Early on when we opened the gym, they came to me. They enrolled Jasmine in classes, and they came to me and explained that she is on the spectrum. And I explained that I have prior experience working with kids on the spectrum. And, you know, I just needed to know what her triggers are, what was okay, if touch was okay for her. And they explained, yes, everything was okay. And, you know, we helped her move forward. Now Jasmine is a gray belt with a few stripes on her belt. She's doing really well in the program. And I couldn't be happier for Jasmine, Rudy, Valerie, and the rest of their family. I mean, they're doing spectacular here, making great strides, progressing and learning the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, and that's tremendous. I mean, Valerie, I got to meet her last year, and she's just an amazing
right.
person. Tremendous. You know, one of the things, and lately, and you're probably aware of this, but the effects of martial arts, and especially grappling on kids with autism, they've actually shown a lot of improvements by doing the sport of grappling or martial arts in general. You know, I don't know if you know a lot about that now, but they actually are doing scientific studies where cognitive behaviors are improving through jiu-jitsu.
I mean, sure. I mean, just physical activity in general is very important for our youth as a whole. Especially with kids on the spectrum, they need that stimulation to help them grow as individuals, to help them with their coordination and understanding of movement. I mean, that's one thing that I use when I instruct Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu classes here. I talk often about movement and understanding movement. And, you know, it goes a long way. It's very therapeutic for most people, youth and adults alike. So I imagine that it's very therapeutic as well for our kids on the spectrum. And I'm happy to service, you know, our families here, Valerie's daughter, We also have another family here, the Valjados. Steve, little Stevie, was their son, and I was working with him for a while. And he was doing really well. He has a younger brother, Gregory, both in the program, doing very well. You know, and just we're looking to serve as best as we know how. And you know, for us coaches here, it's often, you know, through fitness and martial arts. And it's just a big part of the culture here, the lifestyle that we live. We like to help people grow as much as possible. And, you know, I'm really happy to serve these families.
Well, you're doing a tremendous job, Brandon, for sure. And, you know, you're still kind of new. I mean, your program hasn't been around that long yet. It's grown tremendously in such a short period of time. When did you actually start your program? You know, let our listeners know.
Okay, so, yeah, UFC Gym Long Island was the first signature gym built on the East Coast. So I was part of the first class of coaches to graduate with a UFC Gym Coaches Cert. You know, so along with my black belt, I took over the position in 2013, and that's when we opened, in June of 2013. You know, I just took that whole mindset of, you know, this is train different. This is a gym for everybody. How do we get anybody and everybody to get involved and learn jiu-jitsu and have a great time and experience with it? Because, you know, jiu-jitsu is very physical martial art. When practiced, a physical sport, it could be intimidating to a lot of people, especially if they've not heard of it or don't have a prior awareness of what it is. So, you know, my whole thing is, like, how do I get anybody to want to try an intro lesson, to feel comfortable? That way when they come to class, there's no, like, you know, feeling of discomfort or, you know, not being sure about what to expect. You know, how do we get it so that they understand that it's not tremendously violent, that it's actually very therapeutic, that we're not practicing a martial art where we're, you know, punching each other, you know, or sparring really hard on a daily basis, that it's something that you can practice almost daily and not get injured as one might think. You know, so I spent a lot of time communicating, talking to people, giving handshakes and smiles and starting conversations with people in the gym. And in the beginning, I feel like a lot of people join the gym for the obvious reason, which is, you know, to get in shape, you know, do some classes, try some stuff. And now it's at the point where a lot of my students especially may have joined the gym just to work out and maybe try a couple of classes. And now they're coming, they're checking into the gym, and they're primarily there for jiu-jitsu training, jiu-jitsu classes. And every now and again, they'll dabble in, you know, lifting weights or joining a fitness class, but their primary objective when at the gym, I'm finding, is that they want to do jiu-jitsu. They want to grow with jiu-jitsu. They want to learn as much as possible. I have the most enthusiastic students out there, and I'm very grateful for each and every one of them. I thank them every class for coming and believing in our program. It's just all smiles and handshakes and hugs, you know, on and off the mat. Everybody comes with a great attitude, knowing that, you know, what the expectation is for me is that they come with an open mind, prepared to learn and grow, and they do that, just that, and I'm super excited for them. I can't wait to see them compete on Saturday. I'm really excited about it.
No, it's great, and, you know, one of the things, like, you know, for people, martial arts is, it's such a great things for your spirit, from your body, for your mind. It can do so many things for you as a person, confidence wise, especially for kids. It's a great thing to get them involved for self-confidence. Also, I know martial artists in general, especially in the grappling community, and being around it myself for so many years, so many gracious people, very giving, very caring. Like you said, people hug each other, they support each other. It becomes a family, extended family, really, you know, in these gyms. And I know Brandon's gym is phenomenal. He has a great community there. And so if someone is out there, you know, Brandon, I'm trying to reach the people that, you know, might be on the fence about trying martial arts or, I know, if they go to your school, they're going to be hooked and they're going to love it and feel like a part of the community and a part of the family right away. Because you do just such a phenomenal job at that, always making people feel so welcomed, into your academy for sure. I mean, everybody that I've ever talked to, nothing but great things, of course. And personally, I know you as well, so I know that for sure. And any kids too on the spectrum, you know, I'm sure, you want to try your child out with jiu-jitsu. Definitely can bring him in, talk to Brandon, sit down, and I'm sure you can help him out, you know, come up with a protocol for them.
Sure, absolutely. We've done it already with Steven and Jasmine. Aside from myself, we have another coach here that's very works with kids on the spectrum. He's a very talented coach and is a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and talented with MMA. He's one of our MMA instructors here, Gareth Hornell. Excellent guy, a great character, definitely about helping kids with special needs. So those families should feel welcome here. Anybody that wants to reach out to me, please feel free. I'm on social media, Facebook, Brandon Adames, Instagram, Coach Brandam, email, whatever you need to do, or just simply drop by. I mean, you know, I have no problem with that. We get people coming in the doors every day just to check it out, and I would say that's the first step, all right, the commitment to just step in the door. If you can do that, then you will see what we're all about, and you know, I'm not even asking that you hop into class right away. If you're not sure, you're on the fence, I oftentimes welcome people to just spectate. They can sit on the edge of the mat and watch if they prefer the first time out, just so they can see what they're about to get into. And I never pressure people. You know, I think jiu-jitsu is for everybody, and if you gave it a shot, you will be amazed at the possibilities that jiu-jitsu brings into your life. It changed me, as it did, you know, we have a lot of success stories here. You know, for me, I was probably like a pretty shy kind of child growing up. And, you know, I got involved in the martial arts. My parents kind of convinced me to do that. And so I started with Chinese martial arts in middle school. In high school, I wrestled. And then also in high school, I started training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu with Steve Cardian. And, I've grown with him since then. And I got my black belt through him and Phil Meglerice. And, you know, it's changed my life. I find more of a connection with people. I don't feel so timid anymore. You know, I'm able to reach out to people and express myself as an individual, as a martial artist, as a coach, and spread this awesome martial art that we all know is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Anybody can feel comfortable to come reach out to me or come visit me and my team at the gym. I'd love to help you out. And we're getting new faces every day, every week, joining the program, and it's nothing but good feedback. You know, every day I get a coach, man, I love this stuff, great class, and, you know, I couldn't be happier with people feeling that way, leaving, going home at the end of the day feeling that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, life is tough enough, and it's a great way to release stress and get into shape, like you said earlier. And, you know, and I guess the other thing is that, you know, you don't have to compete to do this. You can just do this for exercise, like you said. You know, I think some people might think, oh, I got to compete. I'm not into the competing. If they don't want to compete, they don't have to compete. They can just train and learn the art, you know, and get into shape, you know, and that's the great part about it. They can choose kind of what path they'd like to go, you know, with the art of grappling. So, and jiu-jitsu for sure. So
absolutely. That's interesting that you say that, because I often describe jiu-jitsu as having many elements. You know, of course, we have the martial art or self-defense component, and then we have the other side, which is more like the sport component. So when we're rolling or practicing our sparring, you know, that could be more sport-related, right? We have certain things that we don't do to ensure that our partners are safe, our training partners are safe. And then there's the competitive aspect of it. And that's, you know, I would say on average about 10% of every Brazilian jiu-jitsu or even martial arts school, 10% of their students are actually competitors. The rest are 90%, give or take, or just the average everyday Joe Schmoes coming in after work, needing an outlet, needing a way to get in shape, needing a social outlet, needing something to do to make themselves feel whole and complete at the end of the day. And that's what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu provides for us. I mean, you know, I never force competition to any of my students. However, the students that do wish to compete, we do get them ready, and we've had a lot of success in the local tournaments around here. Usually our competitors go and compete, and we have a handful that come home with medals, and they do such a great job out there, too, and they give it all their heart and soul, and we're just really proud of those students.
No, that's great, Brandon, and we just, you know, we want to really thank you for putting on our, you know, second annual Grappling for Autism at the UFC gym in Long Island. It's going to be a tremendous event. You definitely don't want to miss this. You know, so come out and you know, support us. You know, and it's gonna be incredible. And you have a chance to meet some wonderful people and check out the gym and you know, see what you think. You know, for sure.
Yes, please, please, please help us spread the word. I have postings all over Facebook and Instagram. Please feel free to reshare, repost, tell your friends, tell your family. They're all welcome that day. The doors are open here. Let's have a good time. Let's celebrate and spread awareness for autism and this great cause that we have here. I'm really looking forward to it, Paul, and I'm super excited. To see everybody that day and celebrate.
No, well, again, you know, the autism community thanks you, and I thank you personally, Brandon, for putting on this event again. I know it's a lot of work that goes into this for sure, and you did such a great job, and, you know, we want to support you as much as we can, too, because you're doing great work to support the whole community as well with your event every year now. This is the second year, so, you know, we'll probably be right after this. We'll be talking about the third one, I'm sure. So
absolutely, man.
It's great stuff, what you're doing over there. And, you know, so come on out, guys. Come out to the UFC gym in Long Island. It's Saturday, April 30th. It starts at 9 a.m. It's at 2020 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park, New York, zip code 11040. And come out and support the event, guys, and see some great martial artists and some great grappling matches, too. I mean, there's going to be some tremendous athletes there competing. So you definitely want to check that out. And like I said, it's going to be a fun day and a lot of activities going on. So definitely don't want to miss that. But, Brandon, we want to thank you again, you know, for, you know, your support again for Autism Radio. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Thank everybody for all their love and support with this. We appreciate you all. We love you all. And look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Well, thank you again. And we want to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to thank Brandon Adamus from the UFC gym in Long Island, New York, is putting on the Grappling for Autism. We also will have all the information up on the autismradio.org's website. So be sure to check it out. And, you know, we'll start check out the Facebook page and check out Twitter. A lot of stuff going on. Some newspaper articles out there. I saw one Brandon posted the other day. Just some great stuff. And the community's really coming together for a great cause. And it's going to be a fun day. So really looking forward to it. And again, you know, thank you very much, Brandon, for doing this.
Thank you.
Well, we'd like to thank everybody, as always. And we wish everybody a great week. And as always, remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. please help me understand what is your world like. I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.